أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for Ramadan 2022 this being the fifth day of this blessed month and as we continue in our theme for this Ramadan today we want to look at the topic of being taken care of as an orphan by Allah you know one of the beauties of the Quran is actually the tone by which Allah speaks to humanity Even when we become sinners, when we break the divinely ordained laws, Allah does not call us out as sinners and evil and iniquitous. For example, He says, "Kul ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuban jami'an." Allah says, "Say to my servants who have been extravagant against their own souls." He doesn't say, "Oh." Messenger of God, tell those evildoers, those sinners, those wicked, vile people. No, Allah speaks in a loving tone to humanity. It's only when a human being transgresses the levels of humanity to get to a level even lower than the animal kingdom, then does Allah turn up the heat a bit. But even then, He still is very civil in His discourse. In addition to how Allah speaks to humanity, we see in which tone Allah speaks to His messengers, and most specifically in our discussion this Ramadan is how Allah speaks to His final messenger, the Prophet Muhammad. May Allah bless him and his family. You know, although as we have been seeing so far in this month of Ramadan, the Quran is replete with verses about the status of the beloved messenger of Allah. There are ayat which mention the name or one of the titles of the Messenger of Allah. And then there are multiple, hundreds if not thousands of verses where Allah uses the pronoun of the to speak to the Prophet. Obviously the entire Quran is being addressed to the Messenger of Allah, but there are times when the Prophet is spoken to directly by Allah with information that he needs to know directly or to obviously make more of a point to emphasize to the community. One of the examples that we're looking at today in this month of Ramadan is chapter number 93, Surah Al-Duha, which is actually a very beautiful chapter of the Quran if we get a chance to read and reflect on it. It's one which offers an unbelievable level of consolation and comfort to the noble messenger of Allah at multiple levels. You know, this chapter, if you read through it, it speaks of the many blessings which Allah conferred upon the beloved Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and his family, including three direct blessings. One is where Allah says He has not abandoned the Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and his family. Number two is where Allah confirms that He is in no way displeased with His beloved final Prophet. And number three is where Allah says that Allah will give Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam so much that he will be pleased and content. And who would not be content with what Allah can give? You and I, brothers and sisters, we get a small windfall, or our health improves. Something good happens to us and we go into a prostration of thanks to God for 3 seconds, 5 seconds maybe. For one small blessing, which I mean, for us it might be huge, but it's minimal for what God can give. Now imagine the Quran says to the Prophet, وَلَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى That very soon shall your Lord give to you and you will be pleased. What is the Prophet being given that Allah says you will be pleased? Obviously that's for another day, that topic. Where will that be given? Where will he be given that blessing? What will he be given? These are all matters of reflection, brothers and sisters, that we need to read a Quran on our own. Reflect on the verses, go to the commentaries, ask our scholars of how they understand this verse and how our commentators. But according to one interpretation, this what Allah would give is intercession, shafa'ah, the power of intercession and the acceptance of His intercession given to Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and his family. So much so that there's actually a hadith which tells us that one day Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace be upon him, was speaking to the people in the city of Kufa. And he told them that in the eyes of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, this verse gives a believer the most hope and anticipation as it relates to the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and his family, on the Day of Judgment. And I don't doubt that this is something which all of us are anticipating and looking forward to having. Now, coming back to the verse that I want to look at today, history tells us that our prophet, that he experienced one of the greatest tragedies even before he came into this world. In chapter number 93, which is our verse to look at today, verse number 6, Allah says, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Did he not find you an orphan and give shelter to you? When his mother, Amina bint Wahab, may God's peace and blessings be upon her, when she was 6 months pregnant, the father of the Prophet, that is Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib, may God's peace and blessings be upon both of them, he left this world. He passed away. That means he ended up leaving the mother of the Prophet to deliver him, to bring him up, to take care of him, alone in the harsh Arabian Peninsula without a caregiving father. You know, it wasn't easy at that time to marry a widow. Just as even in today's society, for many people who lose their spouse, it's very difficult to get remarried, unfortunately. Our society does not favor this. Our Muslim society, that is. We have some cultural baggage to overcome. And this was the same at the time of the death of the Prophet's father, that his mother, his beloved mother, Amina, peace be upon her, could not find a spouse, or maybe she did not want to. The fact remains that she was forced to bring him up in the Arabian Peninsula without that male father figure over the Prophet. Now, to compensate for this loss, and obviously losing a father is never an easy thing to go through. To compensate for this loss, the Prophet was offered the guidance presented in this chapter in Surah Duha. And obviously this chapter came to the Prophet many, many years later in his mission. But here in this chapter, Allah gives us the three gifts that he gave to the Prophet, as I mentioned previously, in order to help him deal with his difficult early years of upbringing and any effect that it may have had on him. Now, the first of these three gifts which Allah gave to the Prophet, we will look at the others later on in our series in this month of Ramadan. But the first gift the Prophet says, which is the topic for today, is where Allah says, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Did he not find you an orphan and give you shelter? Right. The Prophet's father dies when his mother is 6 months pregnant. He comes into this world and is looked after by his family, including the grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, the leader of Mecca. When the Prophet is about 6 years old, his mother Amina, alayha salam, peace be upon her, passes away. And now he's really all alone, no father, no mother. You would think in a harsh environment as Mecca was that being a child, losing your mother and father at the age of six, that you would just be, you know, sold into slavery, or you would, you know, just end up dying because you could not take care of yourself. But remember what the Quran says, did we not find you an orphan and then help you and support you and take care of you? The Prophet may have been alone from a physical perspective aspect, however, we know that Allah never turns his back on those who are in need. The love and care of Allah obviously increased, and it increased through the love and care which Abdul Muttalib showed for his grandson. So Allah ensured that somebody would be there to guide and guard and protect the Prophet. 2 years later, when the Prophet is 80 years old, he loses his grandfather. So now he lost his father, his mother, his grandfather, his protector. Now what do you do? Where do you go? Who do you turn to? It's now again Allah says and reminds us, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Allah now transfers the Prophet, the young boy of eight, to the care and custody of his beloved, believing uncle Abu Talib, peace be upon him, and his beloved wife Fatima bint Asad, peace be upon her, the parents of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And they bring him up like his own, like their own son. Actually, the historians say that they brought up Rasulullah better than their own son. Their children would go hungry, whereas this young child, Muhammad, may God bless him and his family, was given food. They may have slept without a blanket, whereas he was covered. They gave everything for this young child because they knew this was going to be the future prophet. They knew. They had to have known. As we see, brothers and sisters, every time the Prophet loses someone in his family who was his caregiver, Allah always brought someone else in to help, as He does even for you and I. And we should never forget that, brothers and sisters, that we may lose a spouse, a child, a parent, somebody in our family. They can never be replaced fully, but Allah will protect and guide and guard the believers. Because Allah is the wali, as Allah says in the Quran, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the wali, the guardian, the protector of those who believe. So in this way, brothers and sisters, Allah shows us that although others did their best to help the Prophet, whether it be his mother, whether it be his grandfather, whether it be his uncle, ultimately it was Allah that guided these people to come into the life of the Prophet. They had the love in their heart for this young child. They were his guardian until he would continue to move into the next phases of his life. And God willing, tomorrow in the sixth day of the blessed month of Ramadan, in our Ramadan reflection series, we will be looking at the topic of a young man in Mecca, honing his skills. How did the Prophet grow up in the city of Mecca? A cutthroat city, a city of dog eats dog. Join us tomorrow as we review this topic and much more in this blessed month of Ramadan. Until then, wassalamu alaikum jameean wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.